Hi, and welcome to the season 3 finale of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. Coming up, it's our audience appreciation special. We asked, you answered, and tonight we've got a pile of your favorite show tunes. At intermission, we'll talk with Rene Ruiz, founder of Toxic Audio, about combining the worlds of a cappella singing and theater. Lights are dimming in our virtual house, and the orchestra is tuning up for the overture. So please, turn off your cell phones, identify the exit nearest you, refrain from flash photography, return your seats and tray tables to their upright positions, and, if you're riding the London Underground, mind the gap.
Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
We'll get right to the requests with tonight's overture. For listener Joe in Sunnyside, Queens, New York, who made his request via Facebook, here's the opening to the 1966 Jerry Herman musical, Mame. From our original vinyl recording, that was the overture to Jerry Herman's Mame. Now back to the request pile. A great many requests came in via Facebook. Let's hear a few from listeners in our home state of Michigan. The first is close to my heart, as I've been the official word pronouncer at our own county and regional spelling bees for several years running. And trust me, a spelling bee is a nail-biter for everybody, judges and contestants. So much stress, so much study, so many schwas. Imagine how a kid feels when they get the word wrong and they hear that dreaded bell. It's always a bummer. But thankfully, at the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, the kids can retreat to tattooed comfort counselor Mitch Mahoney for a warm embrace and a cold juice box.
I'm sorry, you missed the silent cue.
My friend, you will be missed. But now go with dignity. This ends, but first on our list. You can go with pride. You've been the best looking dude we've had all day. You're a real smart dude as well. Now go home and spell. Give your squeeze some affection. Come on, make a connection. Spell with patience and care. That dude is my
our Facebook friend, Tony the band leader, that was Derek Baskin with Prayer of the Comfort Counselor from the 2005 musical, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, with music and lyrics by William Finn. Up next for Debbie the Director in Michigan, a number from a little-known Kander and Ebb show about a 1930s-era dance marathon contest, Steel Pier. Here's Deborah Monk as Shelby, a lumber camp cook who shows off with a raunchy little Georges Bizet-inspired number.
And now, sizzling Shelby Stevens.
A long time ago, a lady whose name was Carmen drove a man wild until he was out of control. I truly believe that I am a modern day Carmen. In spite of the fact I do not habla Espanol, that girl was exactly like me. We share this philosophy. Olé, I say. I'm not the type who's ready for dating someone steady. I'm everybody's girl. On Sunday night, it's Danny. On Monday, maybe Manny. I'm everybody's girl. the point to my behavior, which is smart girls always share their riches. So if your heart succumbs, don't let it. You're certain to regret it. All lovers come and get it. I'm everybody's girl. I could never be a cowhand's girl. La, 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 la. And you want to know why?
Why?
I just can't keep my calves together. I'm everybody's girl. Some old Greek called Aristotle said it. If you got it, why not spread it? So don't go rattling any sabers, exerting any labors. Just share me with the neighbors. Disappointed. I'm also double jointed. I'm everybody's girl. Though it leaves a lot of fellas cursing. I'm a person needs dispersing. And so don't be a bird, my status. It's absolutely gratis to use my apparatus. When they get upright, I feel grand. Everybody's girl.
Steel Pier ran for less than 100 performances when it opened in 1997, but was nominated for 3 Tonys: Best Musical, Best Score, and Best Book of a Musical. The show lost all 3 to that year's biggest hit, Titanic. Now, one big thing did come out of Steel Pier, namely the career of Kristen Chenoweth, who made her Broadway debut in the show as Precious McGuire. Well, this is fun. Y'all have great taste, and some of your requests are wonderfully obscure, as in our next number. Musical theater actor Guy asked for a Stephen Sondheim show that was never produced at all. The show is The Last Resorts, which, to the best of my research, dates to 1956, which means Sondheim probably abandoned it because he was busy with something else, that something else being West Side Story. Anyway, The Last Resorts is about an author who goes to Florida to write a book about the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, and that's pretty much all I got. So I was lucky enough to find a recording by Liz Calloway and Thomas Fay. For Guy in Michigan from The Last Resorts, here's What More Do I Need?
Once I hated this city, now it can't get me down. Slushy, humid, and gritty, what a pretty town. What thought I could be duller, more depressing, less gay? Love you, I'll pay the dirt, no heat.
That was What More Do I Need from the never-produced The Last Resorts. Up next, a Facebook request from California stage manager Esty and a tweet from techie and show tune lover Star Fortress. For a Shakespeare fan, Esty will hear We See the Light from the Bard-era parody Something Rotten, and for Lainey Kazan fan Star Fortress, Rookie in the Ring from My Favorite Year.
Tired of listening to the same sad story, how lovers fail because it's written in the stars. The feuding family plot is starting to bore me. I'm thinking we can show them that's not who we are. It may take a little more persuading for those who think it's better that we are apart. I have no doubt their doubts will soon be fading. We'll show them how true love finds a way, even though I know what
no, that won't do. God has plans for you. If you live in sin, you let the devil win. No, no, that won't do.
But then they'll hear the words of truth you've written from your heart.
If love is a sickness, then find me no cure, for 'tis only love that I know to be pure.
Then they'll think about it and pray about it.
Yeah.
Then their hearts will open and they'll be singing a different tune.
We see the light. You changed how we're thinking, 'cause we were blind, but you showed us the way. We're wrong, you're right. Salvation is yours. If you do what is true to you, then you do it in love.
I do not approve.
But I know you'll win him over. His heart is gonna sing, and he'll love you when you do your thing. Go and do it. Do it right now. Do it.
If love is love purely, then let me opine that all love is surely divine.
Good God, y'all, I see the light.
You changed how he's thinking.
'Cause I was blind, but you've shown. To judge these two.
So true. Preaching.
He's a writer doing what he can.
What he can.
She's the daughter of a preacher man.
Whoa.
And they got the right to
they
be.
Got the right. They got the right to be together.
I need no further proof. These words, they speak the truth.
And the truth has set you free.
To get to know your stepfather. Rookie is a very worldly person, and that's an attribute I think Alan Swan will appreciate.
Ma, I just don't think that asking Alan Swan to dinner is such a good idea. I mean, Swan is an aristocrat, a prince of the blood.
A prince. A prince? What do you know from a prince or a king? You look at a person and you don't see a thing. You see fame or fortune or God knows what. Well, in disrespect like your mother, you're not. 'Cause there happens to be a prince right in front of your nose. And he happens to be the man I chose. He isn't rich, he isn't tall, and he can barely speak American at all. But all I know is how my heart began to sing that night when I saw Rookie in the ring. He must have weighed, what, a half a pound. He didn't look like he could last a half a round. But all I know is there was magic in his swing that night when I saw Rookie in the ring. The way he hung on, being hissed at and jeered by some joker, the punches he took, someone less would be out like a light. The way he hung on till the crowd started yelling, Karaka! 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 You might say it was love at first. You see him cook, you see him clean, you come to dinner for his tuna Philippine. But if you ever could have seen him do his thing, you'd know despite that apron, he is still the king. And you'd see Rookie like I see Rookie, and I still see Rookie in the
Another couple of great tunes chosen by you. From Stephen Flaherty's 1992 musical, My Favorite Year, that was Lainey Kazan with Rookie in the Ring. And before that, Kate Reinders, John Cariani, Brooks Ashmenkis, Brian Darcy James, and the ensemble of Wayne and Carrie Kirkpatrick's Something Rotten saw the light. And we'll close out Act One with a beautiful choice by New York nightclub impresario Jim. He asked for Sunday from Sunday in the Park with George. Now, we've already featured Sunday on the show back in episode 30, but good news, Jim! That version was the fantastically delicious Billy Porter recording from his concert at Joe's Pub. We have, however, not played the fantastically delicious original. So, for Jim in New York, with love from our vinyl vault, here's the original 1984 cast of Sunday in the Park with George.
Remember, George.
Order! Design. Tension. Balance. Thank you.
night. And
that was Sunday from Sunday in the Park with George by Stephen Sondheim. There goes the bell, and lights are coming up in our virtual house, so it's time for intermission. Let's head out to the lobby. Now, if you were going to listen to Pentatonix on your headphones while you see if you can get tickets to see In Transit, hit pause, look up, and sit down, because Rene Ruiz is here. Now listen, every week on this show, we try to bring you something new or something that people are loving right this second on Broadway. So right now, as I sit in this chair talking to you, a cappella is all the thing. If you're a musical theater fan, especially if you are among the youngs, there is a high likelihood that you are a fan of Pentatonix. If you're like, Penta who, what, where? I'll make it quick. They're a five-person group who sing pop medleys and mashups with a cool bass line and beatboxing. And if you don't know what beatboxing is, it's basically doing percussion with your face.
Hey, it might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Oh, sunshine, she's here, you're gonna take a break.
So this is huge, and people are loving it. A cappella albums and videos are super popular, and now, of a sudden, one of the top-selling shows on Broadway is an entirely a cappella musical called In Transit. No album out yet, but here's a clip from the website.
Away on the F.
On the frigate.
So as soon as Pentatonix hit, and now In Transit, I kept thinking it reminded me of something else. It reminded me of being at the John Houseman Theater in 2004 and seeing Loudmouth, an entirely a cappella show by the group Toxic Audio. Now, it wasn't a linear show with a plot, but it wasn't a concert either. I called Rene Ruiz, the founder of Toxic Audio, to talk about the show and what they were going for.
Toxic Audio was an idea of what it would happen if you took vocals, the human voice, a cappella music, all of those things, and made it very theatrical. And so the show was a concept show. It involved a lot of little segments, sketches, all based around different aspects of the human voice, whether it be mimicry or the ability to imitate instruments or music or harmony or, you know, the basic things that everyone knows, but also the more obscure things, you know, and put it on stage and make it theatrical and make it funny, add comedy, add improvisation to it. It really was a little mini variety show in a way, just using five people on stage, five voices coming together to make music and harmony, but also, like I said, all those other things, comedy, improvisation. We're we're coming from a theater background, so it's got to be visual as well as sound good. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that people forget a lot. A lot of times when you go to see an a cappella group in concert, you're really marveling at what they're doing with their voices. But after a while, if they're not also doing something to support themselves visually, then it kind of gets boring. You know, it makes me ask the question, why don't I just buy the CD if all they're going to do is stand there and sing? So I really, really appreciate when people are looking to add and attach those visuals to what's going on. First of all, it makes things clearer for the audience, because the audience, when they sit down, especially when they're watching something a cappella, they want to understand where all these sounds are coming from. So if you're kind of being coy about it on stage and being shy about just standing and singing, then the audience doesn't really get a chance to look at the group and say, okay, who's making that sound? Or where is that sound coming from? So ways to make that easy for the audience to explore and to look at and to see is a big part of what we brought to the show, and a big part of what we would really stress in our workshops. We won the Drama Desk for, I love the category, Unique Theatrical Experience. And, you know, and that says everything about what we had been trying to put together from the very beginning, was just how can we do something that's kind of unique and interesting and odd and offbeat. And so to win in that category was perfect for us. It was lovely.
And of course, I saw that show and I remember seeing that there were things coming from all kinds of different directions. So it was never just kind of a standard concert moment. I wonder, for the audience that did not have a chance to see the show, if you can try to walk us through something you might have done for one of the numbers.
Okay, so for instance, we had the idea to what would happen if each one of the members came on stage with some kind of a medical issue. So I would come onto the stage with a cough, and I would just go... And then the next person would come on stage and they would have a little sniffle. So it would be. And then the next person would come on stage and clear their throat in a very, very clear way. They would be going. And then another person would come on stage with a hiccup, and another person would come on stage with a sneeze. Okay. So each person individually would come onto stage with these individual issues. And then the last person would come on stage very innocently, and everybody would suddenly get together and sneeze on him. And so now all of a sudden he catches all of the vocal issues, and he starts to do them all in rhythm. So it starts to sound like, and so that would become the rhythm bed for the song that we would sing. Which, since we were all sick, ended up being the lime in the coconut. You know, doctor, is there something you can do? We put the lime in the coconut. And so that became the bed, the music bed for the song. Put the lime in the coconut, drink 'em both up. Put the lime in the coconut. Throughout the entire song, he's maintaining this vocal rhythm track, you know, with the coughing and the sneezing, with a lot of different accents and things like that. And it would just kind of set the stage, and all the visual of it was the guy being sick, Paul, our VP, getting sick and staggering around the stage, and us running around the stage trying not to get infected again. We just got rid of it. Put the lime in the coconut, drink 'em both up. Put the lime in the coconut, call me in the morning. One that I might recommend for your listeners, since it's since it's very musical theater, is we got to go back into the studio after we were running the off-Broadway show and record a version of You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray.
You can't stop an avalanche as it races down the hill. You can try to stop the seasons, girl, but you know you never will. And you can try to stop my dancing feet, but I just cannot stand still. Cause the world keeps spinning around and around, and my heart's keeping time to the speed of sound. I was lost till I heard the drums, then I found my way. Cause you can't stop the beat.
Ever since this whole world began, a woman found that if she shook it, she could shake up a man. And so I'm gonna shake and shimmy it the best that I can. The ocean or the sun and the sky.
You can wonder
if you wanna, but I never ask why.
And if you
try to hold me down, I'm gonna spit in your eye and say
that you can't stop the beat. Yeah. You can't stop a river as it rushes to the sea. You can try. But you know that it just can't be. They can talk about us all they want, but they can't stop you and me.
Cause the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart's keeping time to the speed of sound. I was lost till I heard the drums, then I found my way.
I found my way.
Cause you can't stop the beat. Ever since we first saw the light, a man and a woman like to shake it on a Saturday night. So I'm gonna shake and shimmy it with all of my might.
Stop my happiness, cause I like the way I am. And you just can't stop a baby boy from growing to a man. And if you don't like the way I act, well, I just don't give a damn. Cause the world keeps spinning around and around, and my heart's keeping time to the speed of sound. I was lost till I heard the drums, and I found my way. You can't stop the beat.
Ever since this old world began, a woman found out if she shook it, she could shake up a man. And so I'm gonna shake and shimmy it the best that I can today.
Cause you can't stop the
motion of the ocean or the sun in the sky. You can wander if you wanna, but I never ask why. And if you try to hold me down, I'm gonna spin in your eye and say
that you can't stop the beat.
That was Toxic Audio with You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray. Well, there's the chime. Lights are flashing in our virtual house, so let's thank Rene and bid him a properly a cappella farewell. Let's head back into the house for Act Two. We'll continue our audience appreciation show with a classic for our Twitter fan, BJ. He asked for The Impossible Dream from Man of La Mancha. When he made his request, he very specifically asked the Richard Kiley one, of course, right? To which I could only reply, of course.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this, that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
From our vinyl vault, that was Richard Kiley in the 1965 musical Man of La Mancha, with music by Mitch Lee and lyrics by Joe Darian. Up next, a couple of requests that I love because they come from a mother and daughter. Mom Terry is a musical theater fan, which is good because daughter Hannah is about to graduate from college with a performance degree. Terry requested a wonderful song from 110 in the Shade, which is a 1963 musical based on N. Richard Nash's play, The Rainmaker. Hannah requested something from the super cool Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. For Terry, Simple Little Things, and for Hannah, No One Else.
Not all dreams are great big dreams. Some people's dreams are not all dreams have to have a golden fleece, or any kind of fleece at all. My dreams, like my name, are very plain. No shining knight must kneel. My dreams, like my name, are very plain, but nevertheless, they're real. Someone beside me to have and to hold. between my shoulder blades. Lizzie, are the children all in bed? That's what he'll say. I'll say, my husband. Simple little things. All I want are simple little things.
That was Philippa Sue as Natasha in Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812, with music and lyrics by Dave Malloy. Inga Swenson was a lovely Lizzie in 110 in the Shade by Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones in their first endeavor after their phenomenal success, The Fantastics. Well, thanks everybody for playing along with your requests for our fan appreciation episode. Time now to circle back for the finale of our show. For listener Joe, also from our vinyl vault, here's the conclusion to Jerry Herman's Mame.
Open a new window, open a new door. Travel a new highway that's never been tried before.
Just a new day, just a new song. Just a new vintage, the pieces and bits to run. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm. Open a new
falls, the crowd goes wild, the lights come up, and we come to the end of Season 3 of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Find all three seasons of our show online at interlochenpublicradio.org. Many thanks to all the fans who contributed their suggestions for the show. You guys have great taste. Thanks, as always, to Ted for the contents of our vinyl vault. Dan Wanchura was our producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio, the broadcast and online music service of Interlochen Center for the Arts. See you in the aisles.